May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. For me, I think the summary, if we were going to summarize the Gospels and all the lessons, are Jesus makes us one with himself. Jesus makes us one with God. And Jesus makes us one with each other. But before I get into the Gospel a little bit, I thought it'd be fun just to maybe get some tidbits of history and some thoughts on, you know, why would Jesus choose Galilee to start his ministry in? Well, first off, Galil is a Hebrew word, and it means circle. And Galilee, that area in Palestine, was surrounded totally. It was encircled by non-Jewish nations. Galilee, that area, was also extremely fertile. There was absolutely nothing that couldn't grow there. It was that fertile. It was also highly populated. The people in that area, in Nazareth, although they were influenced, sometimes good and sometimes in a bad way, by the Gentile nations that were around them, they really were the type of people that enjoyed change. They enjoyed new things, new ideas. They were also kind of hotheads. They were ready for uprisings. They were courageous. And they were honorable. And they were open-minded. But, as all of us are at times, we're open-minded to people who kind of say, well, we want to hear. And some of them, we'll hear in the Gospels to come in the next few weeks, where that's what happened with Jesus. But also, I thought it was kind of interesting to know he started in a synagogue, not a temple. The only temple in the Palestine area was in Jerusalem, and synagogues were in smaller areas. As long as the village had 10 or more families, it was Jewish law. There had to be a synagogue. And so there he was, always attending synagogue. He was a good Jew. And the thing that was interesting about synagogues was that there was no, let's say, paid ministry. There was no professional ministry going on. There was a leader, but they weren't paid. And so anyone who was, let's say, held in high regard or high esteem could be invited when they attended to read the scriptures and then to speak. And Jesus was asked, and Jesus did just that. What we learn during Epiphany and also sometimes like during Lent is all about obedience. We learn that Jesus gives us the example of life, how we're supposed to live, how we're supposed to imitate him. And we know from last week that Jesus was baptized. And that was really a lesson for us. He didn't need to be baptized. He was baptized through obedience. And Jesus was always obedient to the Lord, our God. And he always prayed. And like I said before, he was a good Jew. He attended every week at synagogue or in the temple when they would go. Every week. And can you imagine being the Lord, the Messiah, attending a synagogue? Can you imagine how he must have felt irritated sometimes when he heard God, let's say, portrayed in a different way that he knew wasn't correct? But he attended anyway because he was obedient to God and knew that soon his hour would come. And that's what happened today. After he had been through the wilderness with the devil, and we learn more about that in Lent, he was filled with power, filled with the Holy Spirit, and started his ministry. He did God's will for him. Jesus had a decision to make. He had to choose. And he did. He saved us with his life and all of his ministry. And although John the Baptist was very, very needed, his ministry was a little bit more on doom. Jesus' ministry was the good news. Think of what he said. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, oppressed to the free, and this is going to be the year of the Lord's favor. That's all good news. And those people were oppressed, and they needed to hear it, but they also needed to hear the whole truth, God's truth, through Jesus Christ. So he sat down and began to teach them. And he was considered in high regard. But some of them just didn't want to hear what he had to say. So what did Jesus want to teach us? Well, St. Paul from 1 Corinthians, he got Jesus' message. And St. Paul, he was a zealot. He was hot-tempered. In fact, he was a persecutor of Christians until he met Jesus Christ face-to-face on his way to Damascus. Anyway, what St. Paul was trying to teach here, what Jesus was trying to teach us, is that God is for all people. Whether we like it or not doesn't have anything to do with it. God wants to reach each and every person, each and every human being, each and every soul to come back to him, to be reconciled to him. And that's what Jesus was all about. Jesus' teaching was a difficult one for them to receive, because the Jews, and all of us at times, are, let's say, not so much inclusive. God is inclusive. He wants everyone to be one with him and one another. This reading teaches us the same thing. The Jews were kind of exclusive. Only the Jews were good. And we hear that a lot in other areas of our life. But what does St. Paul tell us? He says, just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. And I like this because it teaches us a couple of things. One, we are together as one to serve Christ. Second, all of us are important. All of us are needed. All of us have a gift and are to share it. And how he explains it, and he also explains that there's nobody that's better than someone else. He said, for in one spirit we are all baptized into one body. And here it is. The Jews are baptized. The Greeks are baptized. The slaves are baptized. The free are baptized. It doesn't matter if the person wants to be baptized in Jesus' name. That's it. That's all that's necessary. Everyone is important and loved by God. And then the next part I love. He talks about, well, if I'm not a hand, does that mean I'm not important? If I'm not an eye, does that mean I'm not as important as the hearing or the smell? If I'm not a foot, if I'm not a leg? And sometimes I think we all worry about that our gift isn't good enough. And then he goes on to explain that, well, what if the entire body, for instance, was all ears? We wouldn't get anywhere. We wouldn't be able to share Jesus' word. We wouldn't be able to listen and to grow. So what St. Paul teaches us is that all of us together, if we use all of our gifts, we are one. And what is our purpose? To serve Christ and each other and bring Christ out in the world. That's what our mission is. And that's, let's say, our epiphany for Jesus in epiphany. For now, when we leave this church, think about it. What do we do that makes people know that we're Christians? If I go to a store, do people know that I believe in Jesus? If we're driving down the road, do we drive like we believe in Jesus? When we're at school, when we're at work, when we're at home, you know, do people know? Do we shine? Do we, you know, just glow with the love of Christ? So that's a challenge for us this Epiphany time. And what I'd like to do is, if you can get out your lectionaries again, I think that the collect, the contemporary collect, is really awesome. So I'd like all of us to read it one more time. Give us grace, O Lord, to answer readily the call of our Savior Jesus Christ, and proclaim to all people the good news of this salvation, that we and the whole world may perceive the glory of his marvelous works, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God.